Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters, Delmarva's premier outfitter, providing guided hunts and charter boat fishing. Captain Dave is the man in the know, so Captain Dave, take it away.
Hey, Gary, thank you. I'm excited to share the Outdoors Outlook, and my name is David Fletcher, and I'm the owner, guide, and the captain here at Nanticoke Outfitters. Happy Friday, everybody. So, Gary, let's talk fishing first. Fishing in Delaware continues to get better. Rockfish have been caught recently at Collins Beach, and the white perch are still providing lots of fun in the tidal creeks and rivers. Black drum and tautog are still being caught consistently in the Delaware Bay, and for those of you that enjoy surf fishing, black drum have been caught from the beach. Fenwick Island seems to be the hot spot using sand fleas.
Man, that's exciting for fishing in the first aid. Dave, how about in Maryland?
So fishing in Maryland is getting more interesting as well, and the water temps continue to rise. We're consistently near 70 degrees. The blue catfish are still providing some great fishing on the Nanticoke River near Sharpstown, as well as the Wicomico and Pocomoke Rivers. The white perch have now moved into deeper waters, so be sure to use bottom rigs baited with pieces of bloodworm. Something new to report this week, though, snakeheads. The snakeheads are becoming more active as the water temperature is increasing, so be sure to look for them on the sunny side of the creeks in shallow water. One of the best ways to catch them is by casting white paddle tails rigged in a weedless manner.
Captain Dave, now I know it doesn't sound all that appetizing, but I've heard snakeheads are actually a great tasting fish. Is that right?
Oh, Gary, you are so right about that. They might be one of the ugliest fish in the water, but they are one of the tastiest.
All right, Captain Dave, we'll have more on the Outdoors Outlook in just a minute, especially for those of you that are going after some bird this weekend. Right now, it's Ashley Cook on the ride home on Coast Country.
Running back, number 49.
Take the road, let's travel.
Lauren Elena on Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and we are bringing you the Outdoors Outlook, which is presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. Captain Dave is with us, and we were just talking fishing, and you still got some bright spots on the Maryland side when it comes to fishing, right, Captain Dave?
So just like the Delaware anglers are catching black drum on Fenwick Island, the Maryland anglers are doing the same at Assateague Island, and sand fleas are also the most popular bait there as well. The flounder fishing has started to improve with the rising water temperatures, and minnows or squid seems to be the most common bait used there. As for the offshore wreck and reef sites, tautog continues to be the most consistent fishing available. Now, if you're a hunter, get out there this weekend. Turkey hunting continues to go on strong in Delaware for the Delaware hunters, and as a reminder, all hunters over the age of 13 must complete a mandatory turkey education course. Also, it's important to remember that a permit is required to hunt turkeys on public land, so be sure to visit the Delaware website for that turkey permit application. Now, turkey hunting in Maryland started this week as well.
Wait, Captain Dave, didn't you tell me a couple weeks ago you do guided turkey hunts, right?
Yes, we do. So here at Nanticoke Outfitters, we have successfully harvested a few birds already this week, most recently while filming with Boomer Davidson of Wild Memories TV. It's nice that this national show, which airs on the Sportsman Channel, will be highlighting the hunting that we do here in the Delmarva area. Now, this weekend, we have the DSN Outdoor Expo at the Harrington Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m., and you're going to have the chance to visit with vendors and retailers from the outdoor industry.
Captain Dave, I know I'm going to be there. How about you?
Yes, sir. I will personally be there. And if you're attending the show, please stop by, introduce yourself, say hello. We'll have our calendar there. It'll be available to book guided fishing trips as well as hunts. I appreciate you all following along, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them in the outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula. And Gary, I'll see you tomorrow at the DSN Outdoors Expo.
Looking forward to it, and Captain Dave brings you the Outdoors Outlook every Friday afternoon here on the ride home on Coast Country.
Hey, it's Big D and Bubba. Hope